Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on August 26th. Enter to win at Chicago's Pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and four tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods, by Chicago Cubs Edition Waffles and Appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's Pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora. Well, Albert, it has taken 4 weeks or so for the Chicago Cubs, favorites in the National League, to leapfrog the Milwaukee Brewers. A little bit of an exhale after finally getting in front of them, or again, still thinking, you know, we'll see what happens in the fall?
Yeah, we're definitely not thinking about that. It's definitely a good note to end on for the fans, and, you know, for us, for the players, I think it doesn't really matter. So we still got to play them and play our division a bunch, you know, for the rest of the year. So we just got to take it day by day.
If you were as angst-ridden as some of the Cub fans, you'd be out of your mind by now. You'd never make it to midseason. I mean, if you took it like they take it, like, well, it's the end of the world now for this team.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Get the preseason started. Hey, big.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Is that Zeppelin? I don't know that song.
No, but you would think it is.
It sounded
like... It's like 18, 19-year-old brothers from Michigan, Greta
really?
Van Fleet.
Yeah.
Show's taking a dark turn.
This is in honor of David's love of country music?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Just making sure.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, I'm eclectic. I like, you know, a lot of range of tastes musically. A
lot of fun and exciting things going on the weekend. We've talked about all of it. We got the big Cubs series, the White Sox welcoming the Indians, the Bears getting Roquan Smith signed, maybe.
Yeah.
The
you know something?
Arlington Million.
You know something? Give it up. Tell me.
Yeah, okay.
You've been doing some work behind the scenes there?
Yeah, you know me.
Share it. Yeah, I remember when
I have strong opinions.
You could tell when you knew something on a story.
You couldn't tell.
You could, like, you would be like, you'd walk in the press room and be like, you should be like, hey, Molly, how's it going? You're, hey, hello. Oh, my giddy aunt. And then if you knew something, it'd be like, hey, what's up?
Well, I knew
you'd be like all coy.
I knew you were going to weep. It was hard to know.
Oh, I was
going to
weep?
I knew that I had something that was going to make you weep.
All right. There was the day. There was one day you actually, it was years and years ago. This is my first year on the beat, I think. It was a 2003.
15 years ago?
Yeah, it's 15. Yeah, a long time ago. Gosh. And it was right after Dick Geron got fired. And they were interviewing Nick Saban. I don't know why I remember
this
now.
Right.
And I was out of town. We were at a friend's house. I took the weekend, or we were visiting people in South Bend, where I had moved here from.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, you know, you guys posted the stories like at midnight, right? Right at midnight. And you had a story where the Bears were actually in Nick Saban's house.
Yeah.
Jerry Angelo was visiting Nick Saban. Yeah. And I had a story that was they were considering going a different direction. Nick Saban was a possibility, but you had him in the house.
Yeah, that's not good.
And that was like okay. And I saw that, and I just I was checking online, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
that does
you ruined
that,
my
that,
day.
No, that you, thank you. Nothing worse than
15
that.
Years later.
Yeah, well, that
nothing.
Mean, there was the one time. Thanks. that is awful though. As a beat guy, if you get beaten on a story, I remember 100 years ago, I had gotten wind that Phil Jackson was getting a new contract, and I was pursuing it. And Phil was like, well, I can't talk about it. I can't tell you anything about it. And he directed me to Jerry Krause, who just flat out lied to me, said there was no truth to it. Just steered me off it. And I felt I had it pretty good, and I was not pleased. So I wrote kind of this, could Phil be getting a new deal? And then the next day in the Tribune, Sam Smith had all the details of the contract, the money, the years, everything. And I had a quote from Jerry, basically.
Everybody's been there.
Yeah.
Everybody's
done
that.
And I had a bad word with him after that.
Of course.
I confronted him over it. Like, really?
And then you guys were closer as a result, right?
Well, he told me that he owed me one and he would give it to me. And then 2 years later, he called me up in a hotel room in Seattle to give me a story that Lacey had. And I'm like, Jerry, I work with Lacey. It's the same newspaper. Well, you can get it in first. And I'm like, that doesn't help me at all.
Competing with the guy
like,
you work
why
with.
Why would I do? Why would that help
it
me?
It happens.
It was one of the craziest things ever. 312-644-6767. Let's
digress.
Get to Jeffrey. He's on with Mully and
Hey,
Hawk.
Jeffrey.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
Good.
Good. Really quickly, I wanted to say, Mr. Hall, it's been a while since I've got a chance to hear from you. I thought maybe you had then disappeared off the planet because I didn't. No disrespect, sir. I had gotten used to hearing from you when you were with Cap. And so I hope
that
I'm not out of order by it.
That's terrible disrespect.
No, thanks,
that's
Jeffrey.
A low point of David's career.
You're making me nervous. You're making me nervous. But anyway, on to the subject.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask you, Mr. Hall, if the Cubs should happen to get some consistent pitching, let's go with if they're able to, I don't know if I want to say match what they had in 2016, but if they can get some consistent pitching, hopefully some pitchers that can at least go six innings, and really I look at doing it more. Do you foresee the Cubs winning the World Series despite who might be their opposition? You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
And it's Mr. David. It's not Mr. Hall.
You know, I think that when you look at the Cubs, they have a 2-game lead with their inconsistent starting rotation at this point of the season.
Right.
And you look at what they have coming back potentially by the end of the month. They could get Darvish to contribute. They could get Brandon Morrow back. You think they'll get Chris Bryant by the end of the month. As you move into September, this could be a team that comes into its own, that rounds into shape. So can you sit here on August 10th and predict they will win the World Series? I think that would be going a little bit. I mean, look at the Red Sox, you look at the Astros, it'd be hard to say. But
they can get there.
They can get there,
yes.
And if you get there, you can win it.
Exactly.
So I'm not prepared to say they can't because you look at the reinforcements on the way. This is a team that has a lot to look forward to, and I think they can still reach all their goals.
And Mr. David came from Tommy Harris, right? Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Mr. David.
Tommy Harris used to call me Mr. David.
Jason is on the road. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
And in fairness, David used to cut his hair, so that's why he called him. <Okay. No. laughs> It just sounds like it. Go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry.
No problem. I was thinking, we keep talking about, the hypotheticals with Roquan Smith,
mm-hmm.
and it revolving around, language that way, and suspensions. I'm wondering if it has maybe something to do with the anthem, the anthem protest, if you're getting suspended or fined and things like that, if this might revolve around that, and then ultimately maybe the agency really want to, put a foot down and show other players that they can get this into their contract so they don't have to worry about it.
Jason, I think that's a pretty
Thanks,
interesting question. It's not way off base, but I can tell you that there's nothing that I have been able to find in reporting on this and talking to people that's part of this discussion. This isn't anthem.
Yeah.
This isn't like what would happen if they suspend them due to an anthem stance.
Aren't there going to be rules about the anthem?
This is going to be more clarified But and this is where the NFL Players Association and the NFL are working together.
Right, they are talking.
They're trying to come up with some common ground.
The NFL came up with you had to stand, basically, right?
Yes.
And so they then, that was not acceptable to the Players Association. So the two sides have had multiple meetings trying to come up with some formula.
And part of that will be how to handle discipline.
Yes.
Or if there will be discipline necessary.
Right.
So from what I can tell you, Jason, is that there has been no indication that the Roquan Smith standoff or impasse is related to the anthem issue.
Yeah, by everything that we understand about it, it's not the helmet-to-helmet stuff. The Bears have given back on that, but it is discipline for matters that occur within the context of the field.
On the field.
Not off the field. It's nothing
field,
to do with criminality or anything like that. It's within the field itself. Now, would an anthem protest, would you consider that to be on the field?
No.
Yeah, I would.
Because
either.
That's not within the context of the game.
It's not within the confines of the
It doesn't happen during after the whistle.
It's an interesting question, but it's not the right one.
Thanks, Jason.
Bob is in Des Plaines. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, fellas. Hi.
Hi, morning. Bob.
I've developed a little statistical formula that I'd like to get your comments on.
Okay.
I take the runs scored, the RBIs batted in, add those two together, and then you divide it by the at-bats.
Okay.
And you come up with a number that you can compare to all your players on your team. This is where the team stands right now. Rizzo has a 307.
Okay.
Bays has a 384, and the top guy, you want to take a guess who it is?
I would say...
Baez? Oh, you said Bays. Is that Baez? Okay.
No, he's second, he's got 384. Bode has got a 390.
David Bode?
Bode.
Wow.
And I'll give you some reference now.
All aboard the love Bode.
Yeah, I love him too. I went back over to the greats past all the years, and I figured out the careers. I used this formula to figure out the careers of, you know, the top players.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to take a guess who was number one player
history? Frank Thomas.
In Cubs history?
No.
All
overall,
time?
Best ball player as far as this little formula.
Mike Trout.
Oh. I'm talking about the greats of the past.
Mike Trout's
David
a great
Bode.
Of the past in any era.
In any era.
Yeah. Willie Mays.
Oh.
Babe Ruth.
Yep. Babe Ruth, here's the comparison. Babe Ruth has a figure of 522.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
And I don't even know what
is this telling me? Can you analyze this? When you add the RBIs and you add the runs scored and you divide it by the at-bats, what does this really tell you? Does this tell you how efficient the ball player is?
Productive. It's how productive are you at the plate? Every plate appearance. Are you scoring or are you driving in runs?
You've got to divide that by TWTW if you really want to get all the statistics that matter.
You're just being mean now.
No, I'm not being mean.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
That's a meaningful stat.
We need to see more.
Although Matt Davidson was a better pitcher than Babe Ruth.
We need to see more. We need more information there. Why, Dustin? Why did you stand up threateningly?
I said it's just more. I'd like to. What it means? It means more nerds ruining the game. That's what this means.
So you don't like that gentleman because he's using mathematics?
Okay.
And you hate sabermetrics?
All right, Jason Wirth.
Yeah, exactly.
Dustin,
I've never worn another man's name on the back of my shoulders, as in a jersey. But good for Jason Wirth. Okay, that's all.
I think like a lot of people. There's value in all of these analytics. There's definitely value.
Of course, there is value.
But
it's the percentage
of
the value that you put into your final answer. That's the.
I don't like the word. I don't like using the word nerd to sort of criticize people who were devoted to analytics. I think that's a bit of a broad
term. Well, in his case, he took two stats and divided it by two and said, all right, guys, now what does it mean?
Hey, you put them on!
Yeah,
because I thought we'd all be entertained.
Really?
Were you not entertained, Mr. Hawk? Mr. David?
Mr. David's entertained. I think that was a valuable... I wasn't going to shoot the guy down because he went to some work. I mean, I don't know that I needed that sort of analytic to tell me Babe Ruth is an all-timer.
It's a great week that Dustin just stabbed in the heart. Frank is in Lakeview. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Frank.
Yeah, hi. Last thing I Sorry. Last time I called, you guys, you cut me off.
I'm sorry.
Because I think you thought, well, you know.
Molly, sorry about that.
Well, you really should quit doing that to me. Well, anyway, the reason you cut me off was that I think you thought, hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I think you thought that I was going to talk about the old show, which I wasn't. But before I get to my point, I do want to say about the holdout. You know, this whole, like this, for the last 100 years, you know, I'm old. In the last 100 years of listening to this kind of stuff, I really don't care. I mean, I'm a big Bears fan, but until it's 2 weeks before the last preseason game in the long range thing, I have a feeling they have a deadline. I'm hoping they have a deadline in their mind. Not the agent has a deadline in his mind, or the player the deadline in his mind. Maybe it's a week before the last preseason game. Maybe 2 weeks, but hopefully, wherever that deadline is, they'll get it done. The reason I'm calling is that I had like really solid reasons why I was so disappointed that David Hall was going to be the new co-host. And I won't go into them unless you want me to, but I won't. Turns out I'm really happy with this. And you guys, I mean, thanks. You know, you're really bringing, fairness and intelligent comments, which I didn't think you were going to bring, and you did. So thanks.
Well,
I'm looking forward to continuing listening.
Thank you, buddy.
I was afraid I was going to have to find something else to do in the morning, but it turns out I don't. I can get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and listen to 5 and 5 and all that stuff.
Great. So, we're glad you're entertaining. Thank you for that. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we are at a time constraint. We have to get to transition.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
That's very kind of you. And thank you.
Cubs Radio Network and Xfinity is letting you make the call. Meet Score producer Shane Reardon. And believe me, you want to do that. Record a play-by-play call at the Cubs radio broadcast desk and enter for a chance to win Cubs suite tickets. Just go to the Arlington Heights Xfinity store, 324 East Rand Road, Monday from 6 to 8, brought to you by Xfinity, exclusive Wi-Fi and wireless partner of the Chicago Cubs.
All righty, we'll do transition next. It is Mully and Haw on Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Kona, taking Chicagoland by storm.
All right, folks, it's the time. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is hope. Text HOPE, H-O-P-E, to 72881. By the end of the hour, again, the keyword is HOPE, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on August 26th. Enter to win at Chicago's pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and 4 tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods, by Chicago Cubs Edition Waffles and Appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get in to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, the Sonata, and the full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. The 7-passenger Santa Fe, Santa Fe Sport, Tucson, and first ever Kona. And every Hyundai comes backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, not only will you save during the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, Hyundai also has the lowest 5-year cost of ownership of all brands for 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. But don't wait, because while summer might be go, 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 the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, or up to $3,750 in total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Lowest 5-year cost of ownership claim based on the average 2018 Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data. Visit KBB.com for information. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install components.